Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Wow. My new Invisalign, my lip just got caught.
Oh, shit, man.
Ooh, that kind of intern smarter a little bit.
Do you need help?
Crabdiving.com. God, I'm totally discombobulated right now.
Well, we're doing a podcast.
Welcome to Crabdiving.com.
My name is...
Streaming at you live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, you're listening to us live out east. It was in that time. You're listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, blah, 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 you're receiving us. We appreciate the crapatoni fuckaroni pony out of it.
Yay.
We're going to be here for a couple hours. Lots to talk about, all kinds of news going on. Still the COVID.
God, I mean,
my orthodontist has ceased COVID restrictions.
Why?
Like they had, the way it's set up is it's a circle and the chairs are fanning out from the circle so that he can just go from, he can literally sit in a chair with the wheels on it and go scoot, scoot, scoot to the next person, scoot, scoot, scoot to the next person.
Right.
And, but they had, erected, cloth barriers, like you know, those partitions in the hospital, they're just made out of cloth or whatever. And everybody's wearing masks and stuff. And I walked in today, nobody's wearing masks. And
wait, this is a health place.
And then,
right?
and the partitions are gone. But I walked in like on a meeting. Apparently, they had just finished lunch and they were having some bullshit meeting. And nobody had a mask. Right. And then everybody scurried and went and put masks on.
Jeez. I mean, that sounds...
When a couple of the other kids showed up for the orthodontist.
Yeah. I mean, but like, that's a medical place.
It's very strange.
Not that...
Yeah, one would think that they would understand.
Not that Corona knows the difference. Coronavirus is like, I don't care if it's at a bar or at a dentist's office. I'll fucking get right in your asshole.
You would think they'd understand that, you know, they're still...
They do.
There's still the COVID going around and variants and shit like that. Not everybody's vaccinated.
Nah, but Florida's, this is Florida. Florida is like, I'll just go to a fucking orthodontist that I don't have to wear my mask at because it sucks. That's how people think here, though.
But he wore a mask as he was scooting around checking people. And
no fucking shit, right?
And then, and the, I don't know if they're hygienists or assistants. I'll call them assistants. We all had masks.
Well, maybe
so once, you know, they got the operation go, but they did take down the barriers.
Right. So were you all in the waiting room together?
I was in the waiting room with one teenager who drove himself there. No mask.
Of course not. A dumb redneck.
One grandmother who brought her grandson.
Yeah.
They were both masked.
Yeah.
And then there was a mom and a daughter, and they were not masked.
I was at a show outside.
The demographics were interesting.
I was unmasked, but it was outside. I don't know.
So everybody's masked.
Well, I mean, I just read the New York Times said that the CDC director wants to shut down Michigan. And that's scary to me because Michigan is ran by an adult and they are doing the right things, aren't they?
Well, but the legislature is battling her. Every step of the way.
Why?
Like in Wisconsin, where they...
Do they like coronavirus?
They discovered that the governor's mask mandate was unconstitutional, so we're going to have to take that away.
You know, the thing is, in this country, you just can't vote reasonably. You know, you should be able to vote for whatever candidate, but you have to vote for Democrats because I don't care. I mean, you know, these Republicans are fucking loony. They're out of their minds.
Join us during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter, TW, or you know how to spell Twitter, at Crab Diving, CRABDIV. I was typing Twitter in as saying it, so my brain went into
we don't have
saying what you're typing.
Who listen to the show, maybe you realize this or not, but we don't have a fucking engineer, and the int doesn't really, I mean, she helps, right?
No.
She's not helping. But you do everything. All the technical stuff.
Yes,
shit,
yes.
You know? So you're clicking and you're talking and it's like.
And reading.
Yes. Wow. Now that a lot of people can't. You're a triple threat here in the cell. He can click, talk, and read.
Obviously not. I just fucked up. But
kill him.
Join us also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, or on our Instagram.
Yay.
Occasionally you'll see pictures there of stuff and shit. Thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
Yeah.
At Cussin Liberal Media.
Yay.
I said everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and not to copy from the Rachel Maddow Nightmare podcast from Friday, but I would just like to appeal to everyone that I think you can get a vac that the vaccinations are open, correct?
I think I think vaccinations are supposed to be open for everyone everywhere.
Okay.
Allegedly.
So I know in Florida you can get a fucking vaccine.
Well, there's plenty because there's a lot of waddlers not taking it.
If you live in fucking Florida and you don't have a plan or haven't gotten your fucking shot yet, why? Number one, why?
Because the mark of the beast, Ryan.
That's why we're closing, though, right? That's why Michigan's shutting down, because people aren't getting vaccinated quick enough. That's the danger of vaccinating our assholes out of this pandemic, right? Instead of mitigating it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just going. It could be shorter. We could.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, it's just really fucking frustrating. Get your fucking shots, you dickbags.
Let us see what is going on in the headlines. Then we'll get to the shit I put in the spreadsheet over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPo.
Wee.
The headline there.
Right.
Yeah, shock body cam video, cop yelled taser, then fired gun. This is the horrific killing of yet another citizen at the hands of cops who seem to love to pull triggers on things.
Well, there are these roided up fucking assholes, man, that like...
pulled over, by the way, 20-year-old Dante Wright, dead... was pulled over for the horrific crime of having an air freshener dangling in his front window.
So they pulled him over because the air freshener was too large?
Yeah.
I've been pulled over for that. I was pulled over that in Los Angeles years ago. Some fucking dickhead in the valley pulled me over. Some dumb fucking cop pulled my ass over. A cop at my driver's side window and a cop at the passenger side. One dick bag with his hand on his gun.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I'm fucking white. Imagine.
Police pulled over Dante Wright, 20, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Sunday afternoon for what authorities say was a traffic violation. Officers shot him while he was attempting to return to his vehicle.
Fuck these cops.
The police chief Tim Gannon there says, it's my belief the officer had the intention to deploy the taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet. This appears to me, from what I viewed in the officer's reaction in distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Rhyme.
Well, Mr. Copper.
Oh, well, then it's manslaughter.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Copper, dude, whatever your summation of it is, the dead guy doesn't give a fuck because he's fucking dead. And he, you know, he leaves behind people because your cops aren't trained properly or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Body cam footage appears to show officers attempting to place Wright under arrest outside his vehicle when a struggle ensues. He appears to try to climb back into his car. A female officer is heard repeatedly shouting taser next to his open door, brandishing what appears to be a gun. Wright then drives away as the officer appears to express shock, telling fellow officers, "I shot him."
He's pulled over for an air freshener. Mm-hmm. Because it was too big, or you're not allowed to have them from your... Because it's odd to me.
Well, and they found out there was a warrant.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, whatever. Because they talk about that size of these air fresheners. And if you buy an air, you know...
They said it's a...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say a very senior officer.
That did it?
Yeah, who's been removed from active duty for administrative leave, you know, the usual. Yeah,
what else is this scene? So this is an old guy who probably did a whole bunch of other bad shit throughout his fucking career. And he finally fucked up.
And this is Minneapolis, idiot, where right now they're in the middle of the George Floyd murder trial. Of George Floyd.
America could defund this shit and we'd be okay. And fuck these cops. I don't give a fuck. You know, accidental discharge. Who cares? Who fucking cares? Let's just, to me, the elephant in the room is, why do we let these cops have fucking guns? Why do you need a gun to pull somebody over for a fucking air freshener?
Well, he was black and he was trying to get back in his car.
And I wonder what the warrant was for.
I wonder. Yeah. So we do, that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Now they're hoping that Minneapolis doesn't get crazy. It's already, there've been protests and shit going on and they had to deploy tear gas and flash grenades and stuff. And
get crazy. You mean like the cops, they start putting their knees on people's heads and start shooting people for no, because their air freshener was a little too large.
Some more, yeah.
God damn.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Let's see what the Drudge Report is serving up.
God.
At the Drudge Report, everything is so slow right now.
Well, yeah, and horrible. I mean, that story is...
I'm talking about my computer.
Fucking maddening, man. I mean...
The headline at the Drudge Report. World Health Organization says pandemic at critical point. The World Health Organization said today the trajectory of the coronavirus pandemic is now growing exponentially, with more than 4.4 million new COVID cases reported over the last week. Maria Van Kerkhove, the agency's technical lead for COVID-19, said, quote, "We are in a critical point of the pandemic as some countries ease restrictions, even as new cases per week are more than 8 times higher than a year ago."
But isn't it supposed to be better here in like a month? Aren't things getting better?
Here, Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
America. Florida.
I don't know about America. Florida is not America. Florida is a...
Florida is very much America.
Well, that's... that is just very sadly, sad. Yeah. Yes. Let me shoot you and breathe on you. And here's my freedom all over your face. That's Florida. But we're going to be better in a month. Right? Because more people getting vaccinated. Right? Damn.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. They're still waiting for the shit to hit the fan in Texas after they opened up a couple weeks ago and said, get rid of your masks and everyone go out and dry hump. She said, quote, this is back to Maria Van Kerkhove, doctor with the World Health Organization. This is not the situation we want to be in 16 months into a pandemic where we have proven control measures. It is the time right now where everyone has to take stock and have a reality check of what we need to be doing. Vaccines and vaccinations are coming online, but they aren't here yet in every part of the world.
Why? Come on, man. Now I sound like Biden, but come on, man. Put Biden on it. He's getting vaccines all over the fucking place.
The COVID-19 cases climbed by 9% across the globe last week. God. The seventh consecutive weekly increase, with deaths jumping 5%.
Ugh. But that's Brazil, correct? Because they're a total fuck storm.
Well, there's mixtures.
Okay.
The virus is stronger. It's faster with the emergence of new variants that spread more easily and are more deadly than the original wild strain of the virus. India has just overtaken Brazil as the second worst infected country behind the United States.
Yeah, there we go.
After COVID-19 cases continued to surge across India, where a double mutant variant, researchers say, could be more contagious, has emerged and is rapidly spreading.
I will take two double mutant variants with an order of fries.
In the U.S., B.1.1.7, the highly contagious coronavirus variant first identified in the U.K., is now the most common strain circulating.
Hello!
And that was from here.
Ooh.
We had the worst in Florida, and then we're spreading it to the rest of everybody.
Okay, well, listen, that's who we are. So?
They say the U.S. needs to accelerate vaccination efforts, which are averaging about 3.1 million shots per day. We must continue to vaccinate as many Americans as we can each day, adding that it will cause new cases and deaths to decline. The World Health Organization urges the public and world leaders to continue to practice safety measures, including social distancing, wearing masks, washing hands, and avoiding crowded spaces.
Oh, God, man. Fuck this coronavirus. You know, it's just so, I mean, you know, in a horrible, horrible way, it's just so perfect for us. It just fucks us up. You know, everybody likes to get together and get fucked up and drink and lick. You know,
Britain,
what I mean?
They're horrified because Boris was like, all right, everyone, open up. Let's go have fun. And
what a fuck. Yeah.
They're worried there that the cases are going to spike.
Well, I don't know. We could be elf fuckoed.
They're all stressed out after, you know, Prince Philip's untimely death.
Well, untimely. I mean, the guy's, you know, it's a joke.
It's kind of a joke.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. But are they sad he died? Are they sad?
Well, some.
Okay. What is he known for? He's
saying crazy shit.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
I thought that was, no, well, that's the one guy that dressed like a Nazi. He didn't really say anything nuts.
You're like the only person who remembers that.
How can you forget it?
Because nobody, he was a moron in high school or something like that or
well,
something.
Well, I fault anybody. Then I fault the parents. Don't let your kid go out dressed like a fucking Nazi, bare minimum, you know?
So, the other headline is Colorado new hotspot, it says.
Yay.
And what Ryan said earlier, Michigan, according to the CDC, Michigan needs to close, they say.
God damn, guys.
Colorado was given, just as Colorado was given its first dose of hope at COVID-19 restrictions being fully lifted, the governor there said a fourth wave of COVID has arrived.
Yay! A fourth wave! I thought we weren't going to get the motherfucking fourth wave. We said last week we wouldn't get a fourth wave.
Cases are drastically increasing as of late, especially among younger Coloradans. I saw in Brazil, where it's really a fuckstorm, that thanks to their Trumpy president there, and his ilk, that the hospitals there now for the first time have more younger people than older people coming in with this, with these. And they're saying that Brazil, you know, is terrifying because the mutations are running wild down there because Bolsonaro's like, hey, stop whining about this COVID.
I mean, what is the ultimate end goal though? I mean, what do they think? They think that they're just going to have a fuck ton of death, a fuck ton of spread, and he's going to ignore it. And who gives a shit because he lives in a...
But hey, the economy kept rolling along.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, maybe it helps him. I mean, if it keeps rich people rich and the poor people down and they're easier
dead.
For him
get
to manhandle,
a lot of them,
you know, that's good for Bolsonaro.
Let's see what the other COVID. Let's get the COVID section over with here and see what the other headlines are.
It seems like it's all COVID. I mean, God, I really thought we were sort of, I don't know.
Here it is. This is, it says it's been a long, cold, lonely winter in England. So as 4 months of the nationwide lockdown finally came to an end, nothing was going to stop people from enjoying a refreshing pint of beer at the crack of dawn this morning. Not even driving rain, freezing temperatures, and some pretty unseasonable snowfall. Pubs started serving indoors again as part of the reopening plan that also covers indoor gym sessions, swimming pools, non-essential shops, beauty salons. Whoa. And for those who've been gagging to see some sad animals, zoos are open.
I'm going to gag on some animals.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has urged people to behave responsibly with their new freedoms. But didn't explicitly say they shouldn't get drunk in the snow before having breakfast. One pub in the town.
What? Wait. How are they? Are pubs
the open? Pubs are opening early, I guess.
At like 6 a.m.? Yeah. Well, I see.
This pub opened at midnight. One pub in the town of Huddersfield was swamped when it opened at the stroke of midnight. We didn't even know if anyone was going to come, said the landlord, fittingly named Ian Snowball.
Mr. Lord Snowball!
It's Huddersfield, it's midnight, it's freezing cold, but look, everyone has come.
Oh, everyone has come. Duke Snowball, you know that these alcoholics, you know they're going to drink, motherfucker. I was worried none of the drunks would show up to drink. Okay.
One drinker commented matter-of-factly, it was snowing earlier, but I was still going to come out. I just put my coat on. That's kind of Australian. Another.
I put on me wellies.
Sitting in a thick jacket next to an icy-looking gin and tonic made a fair point. After 14 months of not going anywhere except funerals, it's a great place.
You're drunk at both. You're drunk at both.
50 pub goers headed to the Fox on the Hill pub in South London this morning.
Right on.
The most emotional was perhaps Tony Blake, 59, who gushed to the news network, I'm so happy that it's open again. It's unbelievable. I'm so happy.
Tony's gushing.
Student Sasha Carrington, 19, said she plans to stay there for the whole day.
She said,
we've got our layers on thermals. We're going to stay outside. Pippa Ingram and Pippa Sue Pigs. Bell.
Yeah.
Two women in their 50s celebrated a chilly seaside pint in Kent.
Can't you just stay home and drink where it's warm and toasty inside? Why are you going? Why are they drinking outside? Why?
Well, so they're not inside and spreading the COVID
can't
to
you
each
drink
other.
At home? Can't you go home and drink?
But it's not the pub.
You can't have a toddy at home. It's not the pub. You're right. It's not the pub. But you're sitting outside. We're just the dumbest society.
One pub in Coventry, appears to have taken things slightly too far.
Hello?
Videos posted online showed more than 100 people lining the street outside the Oak Inn.
Jesus.
After it had publicized its grand plans to open a massive outdoor space with heaters, marquees, and blankets. The pub is now under investigation for its unmanageable amounts of visitors.
Heaters, marquees, blankets.
Marquees.
It's like...
blankets.
Dangerously close to the beginning of a musical.
The grand reopening has been welcomed as a major landmark, particularly following the success of the vaccine rollout.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Many hoping there won't be another lockdown.
Shit.
Nicholas Hare, landlord of the Kentish Bell in Southeast London.
Oh, Nicholas Hare!
Southeast London.
Oh, that's like Peaky Blinders.
Said there was a sense of celebration in the country, I'm hoping this is sort of a rebirth and that we're reopened for the foreseeable.
Peaky Blinders!
as our British listening friends are like, they love when it. Is this story going to be over?
You love it.
As for Boris himself, government sources confirm that the prime minister received his long-awaited haircut on Monday.
Oh!
I'm still waiting on mine until next Tuesday, when it'll be 2 weeks after my second jab.
But it will be safe. Will it be safe?
Fuck yeah. I wore my mask everywhere today when I went to go to the orthodontist.
Well, I mean, with the two jabs, but the variants, can you get infected by the variants?
Yes. You can still catch COVID and die. It's with the vaccine. 90-something percent effective. It's unlikely.
Even if the study came out from Israel.
Yeah, and 98% means 2% get it and get sick and can still die.
That reminds me of the 2016 election.
And so, you know, these stories where they're like, it's mostly conservative fuckwads who are like, oh, this guy got the COVID vaccine and 4 days later he got COVID and dropped fucking dead.
You're right. And it makes sense. It's like one guy out of a billion.
But that's how they roll. Yeah.
That's the odds though, right?
Right. Right.
That's like the guy getting struck by lightning saying, wait a second, nobody's supposed to get struck by lightning or eaten by a shark.
That's like the Kate Steinle thing.
What is that?
She was, she was killed when an undocumented immigrant found a gun in the trash and was like putting it away or hiding it or something.
That was
and
so dumb.
Literally, he dropped it. It went off. It ricocheted and killed her. And they tried to charge him with murder.
And what happened? Did Dexter come to life and explain to everyone how this went down or something?
Well, yeah, he didn't. I think he went to jail for the possession of a firearm. But the Republicans were beside themselves. They wanted him hung up.
Oh, that's
But all they talked about for years, and still they'll talk about her. What about Kate Steinle? What about, look at all these people, these illegals they're letting in across the border. What about Kate Steinle? She'd be alive. But they made it sound like he stalked her and raped and killed her intentionally when the guy literally was like homeless, picked up a gun, dropped it, it went off. The bullet ricocheted off of a metal post and hit the poor woman and killed her.
Yeah, the guy, it was bad luck. He shouldn't have been fucking with the gun. He dropped the gun. You know, it's not like, it's not like he's a sex trafficker who serves in Congress or anything like that.
But he became the face of, you know, and she became the victim that they would bring up all the time whenever he talked about undocumented immigration.
Well,
these refugee families are coming. What about Kate Steinle? She'd be alive.
Well, you know, I'm listening to that Fear book, and that's very Bannon. That blame, you know, like putting the face on it, the marketing, it's evil shit.
Yeah, and you pick one instance or two, and you conflate them. They'll find one instance of voter fraud, even if it's their own, usually. They'll be like, look at all the voter fraud.
I mean, it must have been for Bannon to work with somebody like Trump. It must have been a real pleasure at some point because, you know, he had to. I mean, it must be easy to manipulate him to do shit, right?
Well, that's all these books are about.
Yeah.
Whoever the last person he talked to a lot of the times.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
God.
I think we're done with all the COVID stories for now.
Yeah. Well, listen, a fourth wave is coming. A fourth wave.
Yeah.
Voting for Republicans means that you're going to have a fourth wave of shit because they don't fucking give a fuck about viruses and things, and they're afraid of vaccines.
Meanwhile,
stupid.
The governor of Texas, Abbott, just fucking lied. He just lied. Yeah. He said, the recent decline of COVID cases in the state is simple math that we're getting very close to herd immunity. And then the people with the numbers come out and say, we are nowhere fucking near.
Well, okay.
Anything resembling herd immunity.
One element of his statement is a lie. The numbers part.
29% of the population has been vaccinated in Texas. That's about, let's say, 50 to 60% too low for herd immunity.
Shit, then that means it's gettable. I mean, if we sent people to Texas with blow darts and one shots, the Johnson & Johnson one shot. How many, like, if you just send me to Texas with a box of one-offs and I'll just fucking stick people.
Hey.
What about that? Would that help?
Well, no. Why? You're gonna, how many millions of people are you gonna be able to inoculate?
I'm gonna sit there and get a chair, a nice blow dart.
And nobody'll try to stop you at all.
No, they'll shoot me.
So there you go. The Republican governor just outright lying. We're close to herd immunity.
It's just these Republicans will go down as the worst motherfuckers.
They're pretty bad.
Fucking difference. Jeez, they're all bad. That's stupid.
A lot more people would still be alive.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. You mean if Hillary had won? Shit. We'd be into month whatever the Trump administration because, you know, I mean, you know, people would have died and that would have been the end of Hillary for sure. Don't you think there'd be a hearing?
Oh, there'd be a permanent count.
Yeah. Or something. We had how many? Over a half million.
Special counsel.
You'd have 1,000 deaths and be like, from a pandemic, you know.
Let's see what else we've got going on.
When does the Golden world. Corral open up? Does it say on the New York Times or anything?
You think, is it closed?
No, I don't. Probably not. That's a good point. What's it going to reopen? What do you mean reopen?
Yeah, don't you think it's open here?
Yeah.
I mean, one would think.
You know, yeah. Right. I mean, what could go wrong? It's like everyone that, you know, that is the worst restaurant. Not, you don't even have to think about it too hard to understand that the Golden Corral is the worst style restaurant during a pandemic. Because everyone is everywhere. Everyone goes everywhere and touches all the food that everyone eats.
Well, they don't touch all the food.
They touch the handles that everyone touches.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's just a fucking shit box.
There's only one here in town, huh?
That's all it takes. You could wipe out 100,000 people with a fucking fully stocked Golden
Corral.
Oh, shit!
Operations temporarily suspended, it says.
Damn!
Still, surprisingly.
Well, you know who's the part owner in that is that comic who's like, you know your Southern if. Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, he owns part of Golden Corral, does he?
Yeah, there's a big... We saw the card... Remember when we went a long time ago, the cardboard standee of him?
He's kind of a right-wing dickbag, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Here's your sign. Well, the White Lives Matter rally in Orange County happened.
White Lives Matter.
But it was cut short as the counter protesters vastly outnumbered the scumbag racists.
Okay.
And kind of chased them down and chased them out.
Oh, wow.
A series of brawls broke out between the two factions after at least 300 protesters surrounded a handful of White Lives Matter activists that had gathered for a rally at Huntington Beach Sunday afternoon, which is Trump country safari, everybody.
Get the fuck out, motherfuckers. I love that, though. This is a great story.
The contingent was greeted with chants of "Go home, Nazis." From the crowds of counter protesters gathered at the beach, police declared an unlawful gathering, told both sides of what they described as an unruly crowd to leave, despite originally allegedly not bothering to keep the two sides apart.
That's their job. Your job is not to support the racist, you fucking cops. See that? Fuck the cops.
See, the cops are torn because the handful of White Lives Matter people there were their like brother-in-laws and cousins and sisters and off-duty brethren.
I don't know that they're torn. I think they're fine with the White Lives Matter thing. I think society is torn. I think society...
Well, they're torn about how to handle it.
Yeah, yet to acknowledge that these cops are hopelessly racist lunatics that we have. I mean, honestly.
Counter-protesters were armed with strongly worded signs, it says, One featured an image of a KKK hood with a cross through it. Like, you know, no
that's KKK. Nice.
Cops made numerous arrests on both sides near the pier as several altercations, some physical, broke out between the two groups.
Jeez.
The
way to go, cops. Thank you for protecting people from neo-Nazis, especially back in Charlottesville. You did a great job with that. Good job.
In one skirmish, a man and a teenager marching for White Lives Matter, waving a Don't Tread on Me flag, were chased around an intersection by a crowd of counter-protesters. Before they were surrounded, police on horseback had to ride into the crowd and scoop the guys up.
You know why you had to do that, cops? Because you don't do your fucking job in the first place.
In another heated exchange, a middle-aged woman was seen approaching a counter-protester who was chanting Black Lives Matter and mocking her. She eventually threw her coffee into the face of the counter-protester.
Yeah.
I hope she was arrested.
You know, the thing with these cops is, and racism in this country, in all the stories with, you know, civil rights, the bad guys are always the cops in the story. In Selma, the bad guys were the fucking cops. In these Black Lives Matter protests this summer, the bad people were the goddamn cops. If you watch those tapes and the way they mace those people, you know, they're the ones like literally standing in front of progress.
William Quigg, the leader of the Loyal White Knights branch of the KKK in California, was seen in the crowd.
I'm a member of the Loyal White Knights in California, you dick. God damn. Jeez.
Meanwhile, it was a sea of counter protesters. Tori Johnson, founder of local grassroots group Black Lives Matter in Huntington Beach, addressed the people.
Yeah.
We're united in Huntington Beach against racism and hate. White supremacy is not welcome here. We will do everything possible to prevent this rally, defend our community from racist terrorism.
Jesus.
One demonstrator was taken into custody for using amplified sound.
Good God.
They need to go after those preachers for that shit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you're dealing with these white supremacists, maybe if the cops, this will help. Here's an adjustment that will help. Pretend like you're pulling over a black person. Maybe.
Flyers with KKK propaganda were delivered to homes in Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, and Long Beach ahead of the demonstrations.
Yeah.
Self-described anti-fascist protesters had gathered in Orange County, also in New York, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, and Ohio Sunday to rally against other planned WLM marches. But I saw a different story that said it's not looking good for the WLM people because nobody's going to their fucking rallies. It's like a handful of assholes.
Hi, WLM. White Lives Matter. You guys, read a fucking book.
And a lot of the events, they Jesus. Didn't even show up for.
You're lazy.
April 11th was supposed to be the National Day of White Lives Matter.
But nobody showed.
But many of the events failed to materialize.
Then, hey, you lazy.
Huntington Beach is one of the few.
Okay, so you white supremacists, your whole thing is like, well, I don't know. I'm worried about my race disappearing from the planet, but you don't even manage to show up anywhere, but you're so concerned.
Fort Worth, Chicago, Raleigh, North Carolina.
I would bet money on that.
Albuquerque,
New Mexico.
I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque. And Columbus,
Ohio.
We're expecting rallies, but nobody showed up. Yeah.
Because it's sad and it's stupid. And did they have one here at the square in front of some fucking dead ass Confederate fuckface general?
A small Antifa group from Philadelphia organized a picnic against hate, offering free food to attendees.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Right.
The rallies were reportedly advertised on Telegram.
Hello.
The statement on the post read, to revive the white racial consciousness and unify white people against white hate. a show of support for white victims of interracial crime.
Oh, shit. Did they have, is that a Law and Order, interracial crime? Don't.
So stupid.
Are these like white supremacists? There's something funny about like, and we talked about it, you know, their titles and, well, they're.
It's such cosplay.
Carrying edition. On.
Yeah, the Kleagles and the Kegels and the so dragons and all that bullshit.
And they got hats and, I mean, geez, I mean, some of these guys, the higher ups, they break out like the satin.
They're out pimping?
Yes, absolutely. You've seen like that, like these grand dragons have on these red things. It's crazy. This is the dumbest shit.
I've got another story here.
It really is. It's like they didn't grow up or something. Well, that is exactly it.
We've got the Matt Gaetz thing is, you know, it's no real extra news on that front.
Yeah. But what about the thing in his anus, though, in his friend's anus, Jeremy, what's his face? The guy, the tax collector dude.
Greenberg?
Yeah. When he was arrested for something and he was taken into custody, they had to negotiate that for him to leave his exit from the house or something. He claimed that he was going to kill himself and he had explosives. And then there was something about drugs he had in his asshole or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, this is a tax collector in Florida.
That's his wingman.
I've always thought about a tax collector. If you asked me to describe a tax collector, I would say, I don't know. I wouldn't say check his asshole for drugs, but maybe here. So
after working at that accounting firm.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Everybody's
They've got money.
Asshole.
They can get good drugs.
Oh yeah.
They're not going to get pulled over.
Have a look in that Matt Gaetz, his buddy's anal cavity. Why don't you? There might be something interesting in there.
What was the story I was just going to?
The guy had bombs too. He had IEDs. He's like, I'm gonna blow this place up and shit. That's what he told the cops anyway.
Greenberg?
Yes, when he was arrested and taken into custody, man.
Why did I not see any of this?
I heard it on Mad Owl, man, on the way to my, you know, it takes so long to get to my mother's because we have such shite infrastructure in this fucking
There's a bridge. It's still out. From the hurricane that we had last September.
Yeah, and you know, I would like to see where Skansk is, the construction company, built this fucking bridge. And I would like, was Matt Gaetz involved in this? Is he busy fucking 12-year-olds and not building a goddamn bridge? Or looking into shit? That's our congressperson.
We do have, I don't see that. I Googled Greenberg arrest anus.
Yeah, but there was some police records released about when he was taken.
But it does say, I do remember this story, and I don't remember it being resolved. There were cops who arrested, this was in late 2019.
Yeah.
I don't know if we did the story, but I remember seeing the story when it happened. This guy named, something Webb.
Right.
Mr. Webb, we'll call him.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Webb.
Yes.
Pulled over on Highway 90 after an officer with Columbia County Sheriff's Office here in Florida, of course.
Right.
Was angered by the sticker he had on the back of his Chevrolet truck.
Okay.
The deputy claimed the sticker violated Florida Statute 847-011, which deals with possession and distribution of obscene material.
Okay.
The officer then instructed him to remove one of the letters from the sticker, like rip that part off. The guy refused, so the cop arrested him for possession of obscene materials. He was released on $2,500 bond.
God! Where is this?
Here in Florida.
Huh.
Orlando-y, I think.
Nice job, law enforcement. Nice. And, thank you.
Well, the attorney general finally dropped all charges. Having evaluated the evidence through the prism of Supreme Court precedent, it is determined the defendant has a valid defense to be raised under the First Amendment of our United States Constitution. Given such, a jury would not convict under these facts.
Yeah.
The sticker he had on the back of his car said, I eat ass.
I was going to ask you, is it drive fast, eat
ass
guy?
It's not that one that's here near us, but...
What does he care? What does this cop give
a shit?
It was
in the back of his window, in the middle of his window, and it was just all big letters, like see-through letters. I eat ass. It's all it said.
You know what I would do if I was in charge? I would now make everyone in that sheriff's department have the same fucking bumper sticker on their fucking car.
I wonder what letter he wanted him to remove.
Yeah, dumbass. Why do you care?
But this is, again, a cop that
well,
that
a thug.
They need to know the fucking laws.
He knows.
And they don't. And he might have thought it was, because it says, I eat ass, it's obscene, so I'm arresting you.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like, he just wanted to be a fucking dick.
But you can wear a t-shirt that says, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that is legal.
Yeah, we are allowed to put letters together in certain ways, right, and put them on shirts and bumper stickers or whatever.
Yeah, if you don't want to look at a swear word, turn your eyes away, you fucking snowflake. Right. Don't look at my shirt.
And I don't want to have a law enforcement that anybody in charge of having a gun or encountering, like this guy confronted someone armed over a fucking bumper sticker.
Good thing he was a white guy.
Yeah, fire that motherfucker though. He obviously has judgment skills and should be doing something else.
Oh,
not law enforcement.
Yeah, never going to happen.
Fuck these cops. God.
But so many times I see with those First Amendment audits, they know the law. They just want to, because there's no consequences for them arresting people falsely or for false reasons, that they just do it to because they're upset at you.
They're getting paid.
For showing contempt of cop. If you don't lick their assholes, they don't like it. Well, they're going to arrest you for something, and you're going to get out, and they don't care. Yeah. And even if the charges aren't dropped, you're not going to get convicted. They don't care. Your day's been ruined. That's all they want, because they're spiteful little twat faces.
In Florida, it's about the income. It's about them collecting fucking money. I mean, if you're late paying a fucking parking ticket, a parking ticket here, or like a basic moving violation, they suspend your license if you're late. They suspend your license, and then that's a fee to get your license back. Yeah. I mean,
that's the whole story of Ferguson.
Impressive
how they keep the poor people down, and in a cycle of incarceration by going after them with fines and stuff that you can't pay the fines, so they make it a bigger fine.
Yeah,
figure that out.
How is it? Maybe
you can't pay that fine. Well, I'm gonna double it. Okay.
Listen, you fucking road pirates. What I'm saying is it would be nice if you're pulling someone over because, I don't know, they didn't use their turn signal. Maybe a guy without weapons should confront should pull the person over even? What do you do if illegal, you don't use a turn signal? You get shot? I mean.
Are you white? I just saw them. Over on the side here, they have the Matt Gaetz wants to date your child. The billboard picture of it here in the Orlando Sentinel.
Right.
So that's the story there. I just saw that out of the corner of my eye, but the story was interesting and typical of how these cops are immune to consequences for doing this shit to people. They don't care. And sometimes they know it and they don't care. They get into these conferences, you know, with these photographers and stuff. And the cops will get together and literally try to figure out something they can get the guy on to arrest him on anything.
These fuckers are fishing.
Because what they've got is nothing.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, well, you know, obstruction of justice or disturbing the peace and things like that or loitering or... and cops know that they cannot be the complainant. A cop cannot... call somebody for disturbing the peace.
Yeah. What I would worry about is like like this shit really needs to give. It's really insane. And like, I wonder what the next time, what are the cops going to do the next time people want to have a protest? How are we going to fix this?
Here in Florida, they're trying to pass that law that's going to.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to call somebody today.
Basically turned it into fucking North Korea as far as protests.
It's insane.
We've got elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
Our crazy batshit ex-president.
Yes.
Had a crazy batshit speech over the weekend.
Okay.
And I think people are over him. I think most of the Republicans are over him too, because after the shit, he just went into the same old crazy batshit stuff.
He's taking their money.
Mitch McConnell's a dumb son of a bitch and squealed about the fraud that didn't happen, and all the same usual bullshit. And Republicans are coming out and saying, this just isn't helpful because.
Right.
They want to take back the House.
Yeah.
And the Senate.
Yeah.
The margins are razor thin.
Yeah.
And the map kind of favors them coming up in the Senate races, at least. But but they're terrified because Trump is scaring people off again.
So do Democrats need to start donating to lunatics that are going to primary certain Republicans that are in purpley areas so they beat them in a November? I mean, it's what the fucking Republicans goddamn do.
Yeah, but they're you're going to get crazier. You're not going to get primaried from sane Republicans.
Well, no, I know.
I mean.
But then they'll lose the election ultimately. I mean, that's a horrible gamble, right?
Right. That's what we said about Trump.
I tell you
what. Who cares if he wins? He's not going to win. Who cares if he's the nominee? He's not going to win.
Yeah. Yep. And, it's.
And now we got Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cumstain, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah. Yeah. And still I see people when Biden does. The thing is, I vote Democrat all the time because the Republicans are fucking Nazis. And that's why I don't really think about it that deeply other than that. And they're Nazis. We have to vote out of fear because my God, what if those fuck sticks win?
Right.
We have a Republican president in 2024. Holy shit.
Elsewhere in the news,
What if we get that in another pandemic? Some dumb fuck like Ron DeSantis in charge of the whole fucking country. That should keep you up at night.
Nikki Haley's apparently said some stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
When asked... Oh, a journalist said, I asked Nikki Haley if she would support Donald Trump if he runs again in 2024. Yes, she said. I would not run if President Trump ran, and I would talk to him about it. That's something that we will have a conversation about at some point. So Nikki Haley looks like she wants to run.
Why is she wants to have a conversation with Trump?
She wants to figure out if he's going to run or not, because she said she won't if he does.
Hey, Nikki, do you know how Trump sees you? He sees you as a pussy to grab. That's about it.
Like half likes her, half doesn't like her because she's criticized him before. So he's not like way into her.
And it's a weird thing. It's like you're approaching Trump to get his endorsement, which helps, or get him to not torture you during the campaign.
None of which is a guarantee.
Yeah.
He's going to anyway, if you make the slightest misstep.
Yeah.
And say something.
I mean, unless he dies or something.
Tiniest bit against him or disagree with him at all.
I mean, he looks like shit too, man. He does not look good.
Yeah, he's not getting made up and
no
made pretty all the time now. And he's getting caught on camera like a Yeti over at the fucking Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, nothing grosses me out more is sometimes I just think about hanging out at, like, if you're at Mar-a-Lago and it's that tacky, gaudy, like, dark...
you know how country clubs look like dark red and just
Well, anything Trump related.
It was like a cafeteria with it just getting all that COVID that's at Mar-a-Lago. They're just all around each other and the breathing. And
is a tale of two.
The judge also the I guess the defense in the Derek Chauvin trial.
Yes.
The murderer of George Floyd. They wanted to sequester the jury because they're worried about what's going to happen with these protests and the stories after this the killing that happened today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Well.
The judge said, nah.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, our social contract says that our cops beat, shoot, kill black people. Or just whatever. It's crazy. So we're gonna live in a crazy country. I mean, how
the lawyer said he's concerned that protests could influence the 9-woman, 5-man jury.
Yeah. Well, if you have a society that lets cops kill and do whatever, you're gonna have riots and people not liking it because it's not good. It's wrong.
We've got here's another, quick clip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike Lindell's busy.
Well,
he's
my
really
God,
busy.
Well, you put out 3-hour, how many documentaries did he put out last month? Damn.
So he's apparently doing a social media, right? We
Ooh.
Found out he's putting together some kind of a social media thing where...
Is it the same as Trump?
You're automatically followed and you don't have to follow everybody. And if you're famous, you just come here and you're followed. And I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And there's going to be no First Amendment. And when they asked him how... no First Amendment attacks. And when asked how he's going to police, like, you know, hate speech and stuff, he's like, well, there's not going to be any of that.
Well, I mean, does he know how? I wonder if is there someone he's paying to build his Facebook? What, you know what I mean?
Oh, I would assume he's got.
Does he know about?
He might have gone on Fiverr and gotten somebody to put together a website for him.
I mean, I know he's a neurological expert. He constructed this pillow that is the most comfortable pillow ever. So,
but he mentioned this on, we played clips of his last appearance on The War Room.
He's just so,
with Steve Bannon.
He's very, there's something grossly pink about him when you look at him. I don't know what it is. Something about his skin, you know, I'm not being racist. It's like he's oddly rosy or something. You know what I mean?
It's a patriotic glow.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's.
But he mentioned this briefly, and
freedom.
Kind of getting raked over the coals for this one now too.
Because I'm looking at another thing we're going to be launching, which is my store, which is a rival to Amazon.
So now he's going to make Amazon for conservative lunatics. And obviously blow Amazon out of the water and all those evil cucks over there.
I mean, it must be a feat of huge proportions, bigly feat, to break into the pillow business, to be the pillow guy.
Right.
He's the only, I don't know anyone else that makes pillows. If you said, name me 5 pillow manufacturers, I would say Mike Lindell, and I don't know who else.
Right.
So he did that.
Yes.
So I guess, I don't know. I guess he's a political genius or something?
No, he lucked out. He had an idea and he lucked out. He got in the right place at the right time, like most successful people.
You know why I don't like this guy? Because, well, he's a Nazi, that's one. But also, like, he seems like you're not an expert at everything, Mike!
Well, not all places. Pennsylvania will be opening up eligibility for all adults tomorrow, six days earlier than planned. So I guess we're not quite at the point where every place is open to all adults yet.
please get
but we're getting there.
Vaccination so we can just not live in a fuck storm.
We have elsewhere in the news. This is crazy bullshit. Yes. But this is kind of shit that goes on in Republican areas. Ooh. And went on and probably still goes on.
Yes.
This guy apparently had some pot edibles.
Okay.
In Vegas.
Right.
And then I don't know if it's for business or whatever, but he went to Dubai.
Okay.
And got sick there, unrelated to the weed or anything. He had pancreatitis.
Oh, God.
There, the doctors found traces of THC in his urine, which is considered possession. He was arrested.
Oh, my God.
After release from the hospital, spent 3 days in a cell.
After he suffered from pancreatitis.
Before they let him back to his hotel, where they won't let him leave the country right now.
Don't go to Dubai then. What the fuck? But they wouldn't have known the in his urine? I mean, you can't just... Hey,
days afterwards.
Right. If anybody from the Dubai DEA is listening, just so you know... If you have pot or any drugs in your piss,
they know.
Is there can I drink my own piss and then get high from it? I mean, I don't think that's the case. God, you guys are.
There
assholes.
Were no drugs brought to Dubai. None were consumed or purchased while there. He had some a couple of days before he went to Dubai.
Yeah,
he was in Vegas where it's legal, and now. We're waiting to see what's going on with him.
Can't Biden get on the phone and say, hey, King of Dubai, dickhead, I don't give a fuck what's in his urine. Send this guy home.
He potentially faces years in prison. Even if found innocent, he can be dragged through a slow, costly legal process.
This is why you don't vote for fucking Republicans, man. That is some. This is a Republican's wet ass dream, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Gross. That sucks, man. How horrific. I mean, what a shock.
Yeah.
Oh, I have pancreatitis. And what else is going on? Why am I handcuffed?
Yeah.
there's pot in my piss. You found
pot in your system from a week ago.
God damn.
And you had a brownie in Vegas.
What is wrong with Dubai? And you know these guys in charge of Dubai.
It's religion. Muslim.
But the guys in charge, you know they're doing whatever the fuck they want.
Of course.
They're
having orgies. It's the same everywhere. Yeah. You know. It's bullshit. It's a smokescreen. It's to keep the people down.
Yeah.
The opiate of the masses.
I mean, I can't think of and let's say, does a DA look at this case and think, you know what, let this guy go. Pot in his piss. Are you serious?
I would assume. We'll find out.
God.
TBD.
These fucking conservatives. Whack jobs.
Georgia lost some more business.
Okay. I was going to say another Florida story. Jesus fucking Christ.
As director Antoine Fuqua and the star of the film that they were going to shoot in Georgia, Will Smith, have said, we are moving our production out of Georgia. And they're going to be losing, they think, up to $17 million in tax incentives.
Jesus.
That they were going to get from Georgia to film that there. And they're willing to say, fuck that, we're moving because of the election law there.
Will Smith thinks it's important that everybody can vote, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I agree with him. Yeah. I agree there, bigly. Everybody should be able to vote. At least we don't have any oppressive election laws in this state right now.
They're working real hard on those. Here in Florida, especially.
It's 2021 is better. It is better than 2020. But it's, you know, this fourth wave. Come on, Jesus. What are you doing up there? Fucking a sock?
Meanwhile, the NCAA
put
out a statement indicating that they may not have championships.
Because of COVID?
In states, no. Because of law.
Oh, okay.
In states that are starting to pass laws targeting trans athletes.
Oh, right.
Because the NCAA has said, look, we follow the science. And I guess one of their rules is that they must be under hormone suppression treatment if they're going to compete. In other words.
So this is not an issue. This is a non-issue Republicans are bringing up because.
Of course.
The NCAA.
Because that's all they've got.
Has taken care of it.
The association's board of governors reiterated their unequivocal support for trans athletes. Taking a further step, the board even suggested that championship play would only happen in cities and states that are free from discrimination. They haven't pulled out of the states with anti-trans bills yet, but it's a signal that they might.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, it's 2021. We voting is should not be in question. Your access to voting, that shouldn't be a thing. And trans lives matter. They're human rights, man. What the fuck? It's 2021.
The NCAA has a longstanding policy that provides a more inclusive path for transgender participation in college sports, the statement said. They point out that their approach since 2010, they've allowed trans women to compete as long as they're taking testosterone-suppressing drugs. They say their approach is in line with both the International and U.S. Olympic Committee's regulations. Our clear expectation as the association's top governing body is that all student athletes will be treated with dignity and respect.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee have all passed bills in recent weeks that would prohibit trans athletes from competing in women's divisions. At least 20 other states are still considering similar legislation, including West Virginia, where an anti-trans sports bill is currently awaiting the governor's signature. Oh, that's where Joe Manchin wants to work with people.
You know, you can always tell who your dumbest associates are on Facebook are because they will be the people that share the article from Breitbart about some trans athlete, some dumb fucking story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some dumb anecdote about something that probably isn't even true. But, you know.
In South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem vetoed a similar bill, thanks at least in part to pressure from the NCAA, only then to turn around and issue a bunch of executive orders that basically do the exact same thing.
Well, doesn't that equally piss the... I mean...
Well, she's... Yeah.
God, she's horrible, man.
The bills are the latest iteration of the right's moral panic over LGBTQ rights, complete with the patronizing claim that cisgender women need to be protected from transgendered peers.
Well, let me translate, because I think what they mean is the Republicans have absolutely not one fucking issue to run on. They're pro-death, they're pro-COVID. So now you have to say, you have to make trans people the boogie person. That is total, that is so fucking evil.
The NCAA has been one of the more vocal opponents of trans exclusionary politics, dating back to the high-profile boycott in North Carolina after the state passed its controversial bathroom bill in 2016.
Yeah. God.
That bill likely cost the state billions in lost revenue thanks to business boycotts, including the NCAA. More than 500 NCAA athletes signed a letter to the NCAA president earlier this year calling out their silence. So they haven't been that great about it.
You know what would would change it if the credit card company said, well, we're not going to do business in states that have these fucked up laws. Do you think that will happen?
No.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Those are banks.
Yeah.
You're asking banks to have scruples and
well,
shit
I mean,
like that.
What's a lot wrong of people put their money in banks.
Well, yeah, I agree.
So, well.
But I saw another story that, did we talk about this already? But that said, these are all good signs.
Yeah.
Like with Delta and Coke and stuff like that, right. You know, calling out these laws, because in South Africa, the change started finally happening when corporations were saying,
yeah,
we're not going to do business with you guys anymore if you keep this apartheid shit going. When the white people of South Africa were like, you know, fuck you. We're doing, keep mind your own business.
When the CEOs decide enough is enough, then enough will be enough. That's right. Where, that's how we live. That's how this planet rolls.
And now more and more, I'm seeing in my, one of my, the aspects of my day job, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about CSR in with corporations, corporate CSR. Social responsibility. Oh, yeah. That people are now saying, you know, they want companies that are not doing evil. We would kind of prefer that.
Yeah, some places have like inclusivity departments and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and
Those are all popping up and now they're saying, you know, even if it affects the bottom line.
Yeah, and you know what the genius part of the business world is? We are going to make money off of it, though. We're going to teach people how to not be racist.
So there you go. That's that story.
Yes.
What else have we got going on? Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of the Popo.
Right.
Did you see what's going on in Boston?
No.
It turns out that the Boston, a former Boston Police Union president.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I don't know, but is this guy a total fucking asshole?
Hmm.
Is he an asshole?
He's a child molester.
Oh, okay.
And they knew it.
Who is they?
The police.
But wait, if okay, let me just clear something up. If you're a cop and you know someone is a child molester, well, my God, part of your job's already done. All you got to do is arrest the guy.
But he's one of theirs.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Weird. Oh, it's not weird, really. Not here, anyway.
Well, right. Now I'm paywalled out here trying to find a version of the,
you know, now, just real quick. The guy that's going to be the next mayor of this fucking city, that he was definitely involved in some fucking diddling scandals. You know, this weird like sex with minors thing. The sheriff's
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Howdy, mayor.
The story's in the Boston Globe that I can't get. Oh, here we go. Here's a different version at the Hill.
Hey, we're doing a podcast. If any of these papers want to send us a free link or something, I mean, we talk about your fucking stories and shit.
The Boston Police Department allegedly hid accusations of child molestation against Patrick Rose Sr., former patrolman who became the president of the police union.
The president?
An investigation from the Boston Globe.
It's so fucking horrible.
Found that the police, Boston police knew of the evidence against him regarding the allegations, yet still allowed him to serve as a patrolman.
And he was okay.
According to the newspaper, police department filed a criminal complaint against him in 1995 for sexual assault involving a 12-year-old boy.
Jeez.
The complaint was dropped, but the department conducted an internal investigation that found that he likely committed the crime.
So why did he not get convicted?
The Boston police will not tell the newspaper what the disciplinary action was taken against him.
Jeez.
Even with these inquiries, the department allowed him to serve as a patrolman for 21 years.
God.
And eventually become head of a union that represents the officers.
I was about to ask again, this is the president of the police union? Does he get elected or appointed? I mean,
elected by the union.
Who are you voting for? What's his name again?
Rose.
I'm voting for Rose. Oh, the child
Patrick
molester?
Rose.
Yeah, but damn, he's so funny. He always does the dunk tank. I like the guy.
The investigation found that after the 1995 incident, he was still allowed to have contact with vulnerable children, was even called to testify as the arresting officer in a child sexual assault case.
Jesus!
comes after he reportedly now faces over 30 charges of sexual abuse of minors aged 7 to 16.
A policeman. He's a policeman.
Currently held in jail on a $200,000 cash bail.
Wow.
The acting mayor of Boston said the department's behavior was appalling. It's appalling. There was a documented history of alleged child sexual abuse, yet this individual was able to serve out his career as an officer, eventually become head of the patrolman's union for several years.
It's appalling, just like your police. It's appalling. It's all appalling. It's unreal. These stories are all of these stories that we've done about cops today. Or I thought I was had my taser. Now this person is dead.
Yes.
It's horrific.
As the cop was yelling, taser, taser.
This guy in the 90s sexually assaulted a 12-year-old boy. And then he was acquitted. He got away with it.
There was no, the charges were dropped. Probably because he's a cop.
But the internal.
And the internal investigation found, oh yeah, he probably did it.
Don't they talk to each
and
other?
And we don't know if there was any kind of punishment or anything. They won't talk.
I'm confused as to how an internal investigation found out that the guy was a child molester, sexually assaulted a child, and then called the people, say, hey, here's some evidence we found. Maybe you want to do something about it? I guess not. Jeez. It's as if there's this thin blue line where they all protect each other, even child molesters.
Yeah, people are pissed off that the police department that this cop is out of that killed the guy yesterday.
Yeah,
at the police department they have flying an American flag and right under it a thin blue line flag. People are not happy about that.
Somebody shared today a screenshot of something sold on some e-commerce platform, and it's a thin blue line flag, but the image is a thin blue line, but then there's like a Yorkie looking up under lifting up his head from beneath a thin blue line flag, staring at a cross. Some weird shit, man.
And then over the weekend there was video that came out of a traffic stop,
yes,
last year, of an army officer.
Oh yeah,
who I think he's still in uniform, driving, and they drag him out and I think, did they tase him or did they gas him?
The cops?
Pepper sprayed him.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, boy, pepper sprayed him. Jeez, you didn't shoot him. That's impressive, right?
Well, they've now fired one of the cops. A Windsor, Virginia police officer who pepper sprayed an army officer during a traffic stop last year has been fired. I was going to put the story up over the weekend and I saw you had already put it up. But what I was going to write was that this guy said, I'm afraid the cops were nuts.
Yeah.
He's black, of course.
Right.
And the cops were acting crazy, pulled their guns out on him. And he's like, they're like, get out, get out. He said, I'm afraid to get out. And the one cop said, you should be.
Okay. That's crazy.
And then they dragged him out and roughed him up and pepper sprayed him. He was not resisting, by the way.
You know, the truth of this is that white people are not angry enough about these fucking cops. And as soon as they get angry enough, then we'll have some change. But we have to wait on white middle class motherfuckers.
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Get out.
Yeah, dude, you should be. Get out.
You should. Yeah.
His hands are out the car. The bald, fat, fucking white cop piece of shit has his gun. Oh, God, he looks like he's a gangster. He's got his gun sideways. Yeah. He doesn't have his finger on the trigger, at least, but he's got it sideways, pointing it at the guy. And then the body cam I'm looking through, the POV from this other cop.
Yes.
You can see this cop has both hands on his gun aimed at the poor guy sitting there. A black guy in an SUV in army fatigues.
What do these cops say before they go out on their beats, their shifts or whatever? They say, hey, listen, let's try to shoot as many people and fuck with everybody.
So they're grabbing the guy's grabbing the thug is grabbing the car door handle and trying to pull it open. And he's like, could get out, get out. And the guy says, honestly, I'm afraid to get out right now. And that's why I says, you should be.
You know, people call, why are cops called pigs? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
And you know, I think that's
an insult to pigs.
Pigs have compassion and intelligence, right? I'm not trying to be a cunt, but Jesus, girl. Every story that we've done today, the horrible, horrible element has been the behavior of people who are supposed to enforce behavior. Maybe Matt Gaetz, when you're done being a politician, you could be a cop. They'll welcome you.
So he's fired.
Oh, wow. Shit.
One of the two officers caught on camera pointing their guns at Karen Nazario, second lieutenant in the Army. C-I-R-O-N. He's a dude. He's also seen pepper spraying Nazario multiple times after one of the officers attempts to open the car door. The Windsor Police Department said it conducted an investigation into the use of force and determined department policy was not followed.
Thank you. Wow.
This resulted in disciplinary action. Department-wide requirements for additional training were implemented beginning in January and continuing up to the present. Since that time, he's been terminated from his employment. Earlier this month, Nazario filed lawsuit against the saying the officers violated his constitutional rights during a traffic stop in near Virginia Beach.
That's crazy because they're supposed to uphold the Constitution. That's their job, right? Enforce laws? And
is
shit
it?
Like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the question. I mean, every time stuff goes up to the conservative goose steppers in the Supreme Court, they keep seeming to think the cops can just do whatever the fuck they want and have no accountability.
I mean, I just don't get it. And obviously the way we deal with law enforcement, it's just fucked. Take away their fucking guns and their toys and their pepper spray and shit.
Video shows Nazario, who is black and Latino, sitting in his parked car at a gas station dressed in uniform with his hands up and out the window as the two officers point their guns at him. The officers were captured on video ordering him to exit the vehicle, to which he responds, "I'm honestly afraid to get out." "Yeah, you should be. Get out," the other officer says.
You know, you'd think that, like, the lady... I'm sorry. I think fix this cop thing is like you get rid of all these old cops that are obviously corrupt and into all this bad shit. But then they have these fucking roided up young dudes.
The other officer radioed the station earlier saying he was trying to pull over a vehicle with tinted windows that appeared to not have a rear license plate.
Really? That requires a guy with a gun to check out, doesn't it?
He then called the situation a high-risk traffic stop, and the driver was eluding police. Nazario said he was not trying to escape the officer, but wanted to stop in a well-lit area for officer safety and out of respect for the officers. That means he's a black guy. He knows he's got to get somewhere where there are cameras and everything, or he has the possibility of getting killed. And then now they're saying he's eluding.
No, it's people are trying to survive.
In the lawsuit, he said once the officers arrived at the gas station, his rear license plate was clearly visible. So
it's a lie.
Yeah, but the officers still immediately drew their guns and pointed them at him, and that's where it started.
The biggest fucking lie ever, right, is that the cops, it's dangerous. They're hunted. Right. Their lives are in danger.
And on horrible, rare occasions, it is, but not enough to warrant treating citizens like this by any stretch of the imagination. It's
fucked up. If there's a guy with an expired license plate, a dude with a pistol doesn't need to approach him.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me when you introduce police.
And then once the cops see that he has a license plate, they're done.
Yeah. Right. What else? Well, that's...
But no, they're cops. And now they think he disrespected them by absolutely not pulling over in the dark so they can rough him up and beat him up and kill him in the dark.
Yeah, and listen, we have all these laws and shit, but that cop is pulling somebody over for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
License plate. Oh, fucking please.
Well, I said he was black.
Oh, that's right.
So, and the tint. They love that one. Your tint's too dark.
Man, you call the police on somebody, you better think about it. You better consider what you're fucking doing.
Because right. You're saying you want that person possibly killed.
Yeah, a guy with a gun.
I mean, that's what you're saying.
He's coming to resolve the situation, who might be not great at resolving situations like that. Who might be some young fucking cop or some old fucking cop.
Right. It goes home and beats his wife and shit.
And the person, is there a black person involved? Don't call the cops because they see black people differently than other people.
God, Rick Scott. Did you see this? He had this weird.
He's our senator. Right?
It's like they invented an award for Trump.
What?
Yeah, Rick Scott. there's a picture running around on social media, and it's so sad. Senator Rick Scott presented Trump with the National Republican Senatorial Committee's inaugural Champion for Freedom Award.
Well, it's a party of death, baby.
National Republican Senatorial Committee. So the Republican
yes.
senators have decided to invent an award so that they can drag their tongues across Trump's taint one more time.
Well, also, you know, that according to Republican core values, he should get an award. They're the party of fucking death. He killed so many people by mishandling that fucking coronavirus. They love that.
If you've never heard of the Champion for Freedom Award, it's because it hasn't existed before. The small ceremonial dish.
Oh, a dish?
Sounds like a made-up gesture designed to placate an angry former president who spent the weekend fuming at GOP leaders,
yeah.
including Mitch McConnell, and continuing his lying about the 2020 election.
What about, like, what's the, well, I'm sorry, the award again is called the...
But Trump, of course, loves awards.
Oh, my God.
Loves awards.
God, Rick, I wish you were as attuned to what voters needs, what the voters need, as you are with what Trump
It's the inaugural
wants.
Champion for Freedom Award, Ryan, from the National Republican Senators Committee.
Well, why is the inaugural Champion of Freedom? What is that, the inaugural? Why is that word there? Because it's the
first
one.
The first.
Oh, okay. So it's a champion of freedom. You could get the second one. Okay. Well,
there is no second one. They invented it for Trump.
Well, it's an inaugural. That would infer that there's one after it, right? I mean, I'm just wondering, can I get one? Can you get one? Or?
Well, we'll see. It may be only.
It's sad. Is that sad?
Pathetic. It's pathetic. It's going to a trophy place and making your own trophy for something.
So Trump gets to give a tour of shitty COVID-infested Mar-a-Lago with the bed bugs and the whole deal and say, oh, look at this dish. The inaugural Freedom Cumsock Award.
What else do we have here?
That's the saddest shit I've ever heard.
It's really pathetic.
I mean, did he make a thing of it?
There's a picture of Rick Scott handing this bowl to Trump. And Trump is Trump's in his new outfit, the white
plan robe?
The white polo.
Oh, okay. Here's your bowl, stupid.
A MAGA hat and, you know, his golfing outfit.
I love it. Here's your bowl, dumb fuck. It's just like this inaugural Freedom Fucknut Award is a bowl.
It's so pathetic.
What comes in it? Is there any
Lincoln Project said Rick Scott gave Trump the NRSC's first annual Seditionist in Chief Award.
I mean, you know, can we talk about, okay, this is about a gift that Trump got that I thought was so underreported during when he was president. That soccer ball with recording the recording smart soccer ball. Vladimir Putin said, here's a recording device. It's a super magic soccer ball.
Well, but we knew it was. It wasn't like
But I know.
A secret. Yeah.
But that's crazy.
It was a soccer ball that you could like tune into the radio and shit.
It's like
obviously had if the Russians were remotely intelligent, had something to listen in.
I mean, I would be like, I can't accept a listening device as a gift. You have to take this back. I'm very sorry to insult you, I guess. You know. I mean, here's a bowl, too. Bowl. He gets a bowl.
That's, yeah.
Where does he put
Congratulations.
It? Where does it go? I mean, it does have a spot.
It'll probably be on his desk for a while at Mar-a-Lago, like that one in the pictures of him recently. His desk at Mar-a-Lago has a, from the Border Patrol, they gave him a, we love the president, thank you for the wall kind of trophy. And he's got that sitting right in his stupid desk.
I'm sure the SS sent Hitler some plaques and fruit baskets and things of that nature.
We have elsewhere. What else have we got? I'll save that for Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Well, okay, we haven't heard from this guy in a while.
You're a liar.
Jesus Christ, man.
You recognize those mellifluous tones?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Rick Wiles.
Right. What where has he been and what has he been up to?
Well, he's mad at Fauci.
Uh-oh.
You're a liar. You know what you did, Fauci. You worked with the Chinese Communist Party for years, and you used our own taxpayer money to work on a coronavirus with bats.
So he's blaming Fauci for starting the coronavirus and secretly working with the Chinese to create it.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Fauci did that. What's this? Is it a Politico article he's citing?
Coronavirus with bats. And you did it behind our backs, deceiving the American people.
Yeah.
And you participated in the creation of this virus. And I'll say it again, Fauci, you should be taken to Guantanamo Bay and waterboarded until you cough up the truth, including the names of the other traitors who have helped China damage the United States of America with this virus.
What a piece of shit.
You know, misinformation is a real issue. Did does Fauci have security at least? Does he have someone looking out for him?
Fauci has protection.
Do you think? I mean, because what
Fauci had to get protection because of Trump.
Because and people like Rick Wiles.
Yes,
I mean, because this isn't true. I mean, he Rick Wiles is saying this. What was it? I mean, I don't know. Did Fauci ever write a book about his years working for the Chi-Com fucking monster?
Fauci's not even Jewish. I don't know why Rick Wiles hates him so much.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, maybe Rick just, I don't know. Is Rick Wiles an anti-vaxxer? It matters. It's like, he's just shitty. You're right. This is just shitty. This is just anti-science shit, and it's weird for Rick Wiles. This is not anti-Semitism,
strange,
right?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything come out of Rick. I've never heard you say anything
Does he sound a little slurry to you?
Yes. Liar.
Did you notice that? That's interesting. I wonder if he's ill or drunk or drugged.
He must be drunk because he did a story about a guy that's not Jewish, and he's not being anti-Semitic. I mean, there's something going on here. Maybe he's trying to change up his programming. So,
oh my god.
What's up?
I think we've played this guy before. This should be a Faithless Friday, but I can't.
Jeebus.
This one's too good. This is another prophet.
Okay.
Jeff Jansen,
right,
is his name. There's a at the It's a rain conference, REIGN.
Oh, no. This sounds like Nazis.
At the Ignite Faith Church in Redmond, Oregon.
You know what? That is the worst name. That means that church is batshit bananas. Ignite Faith.
Well, listen to this. This is, of course, from the wonderful folks at Right Wing Watch.
The church, we are so neutered. We are. We are so neutered. We are so effeminate. Now, that's not bad in itself, but there has to be balance.
Thank you.
We are. God, you should see all the white heads. The white heads nodding in the audience right now. And by the way, no social distancing.
White heads.
This is Oregon.
Are you you support what he's saying? Like,
I mean, Oh, we're so effeminate.
It has to be balanced.
Neutered.
We are so neutered, so told that we're not necessary. We are so, you know, that's not who we are. And that Jesus wasn't a wimp. I just want you to know. He was a tough guy. He was a man.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking the pianist needs to kick the vibe up a little bit.
I think the pianist is probably, like, I don't know, but I would imagine on methadone or something, because he went to Juilliard.
I can see her sitting there on the stage.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for her. She's making that cash, man.
He was a tough guy.
Oh, yes.
He was a man. Okay? He was a man.
What evidence do we have that Jesus was like some big, giant, bald, masculine brute?
I mean, the thing is, in Christian mythology, Jesus has to have a big dick, or
he's a man. Oh, he's a man. Jesus is a man.
Apparently, it doesn't work.
Where does it say this? Jesus was 33 years old and unmarried, which was unheard of in those times.
Well,
unheard of.
Well, I mean, maybe Jesus was a daddy or an otter.
Okay, he was a man. Oh, you know, when they were selling in his father's house, he went and he got he braided a whip. Now that takes time. Takes time. He's braiding a whip. He's like, I'm coming for you.
Time out. He got a laugh on. He's making a whip or braiding a whip. That got a laugh.
Well, consider the crowd is the average age is probably 70.
But what's funny
about
that?
And they're all dumb white people.
Okay. God, you guys. He braided a whip.
Coming for you. You. Coming for you. Especially you. You know, he takes time. He's very deliberate. And he was mad. He was a man. He whipped him. Sorry. He just whipped him.
Sorry.
Jesus wouldn't do that. Heck, he wouldn't. He whipped him.
Okay.
Yeah, you notice the people he whipped? The people making money off of the church, asshole.
Yes. Yes. And this, meanwhile, you gotta hand it to this piano player needs a goddamn Grammy or something, right?
Real he good whipped shit. Him. Turned over the money tables. You don't do this in my father's house. The zeal of my house has eaten me up.
What?
My father's house. Oh. He was a man. Yeah. But the church, the ecclesia, the government of God, so neutered and so turned effeminate, almost homosexual.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you straight up.
Thank you.
Straight up. It's ridiculous. We're men. You know, where are the men? Where's the maleness?
Look at all
where
this
cum. Where is the, you know, I will defend the maleness. Where is the, you know, I will defend the children. I will protect the family. I, you know, my ushers at my church, they all pack. I mean, they all pack.
Like, you know? Guns?
No. They're packages. They're dicks. Really? Yeah, talking about how big their balls are. How...
I'll put pickles in there. This man is crazy.
This is so sad.
Sad. I went to church, and it wasn't like this. And, you know... this sounds, if you have relatives involved in this shit, you need to talk to them, because Heaven's Gate, man, that shit happened. Those people died and cut their own dicks off or some shit like that and bought Nikes.
Here's the prophet.
Church, they all pack. I mean, they all pack. You know, you come to my place and you think about starting something, you're dead. They'll kill you.
Okay.
They'll shoot you because they'll protect. They're going to protect everybody else. You try to pull something, you're dead. I said, listen, guys, if I'm up there preaching and there somebody comes up running, make sure you get them. And just kill them. Just shoot them dead.
God, listen to these.
They're laughing.
They're passing out tissues to rub their jennies from the moisture because
this is a church.
Yeah. Yes, this is the church. This is the Rain Festival, REIGN.
Yeah.
At Ignite Faith Church in Redmond.
I tell you,
Oregon.
In Redmond, Oregon.
So not only are his ushers carrying weapons, but they will shoot to kill anybody that apparently steps out of line.
Wow.
And these people are nodding their heads. They're clapping. They love it. Love it.
I don't know how things work with the Catholics. You know, they got their own shit going on. But with these evangelical Baptists and, you know, especially the Southern Baptists. What is this denomination, the Ignite My Faith Dick?
It's, you know, it's some
church of
probably non-denominational because they're elders. Pentecostal bullshit.
Yeah, they're you know, the people that call the ushers are, you know, they're in a position of authority in the church. So why? But like, they don't need guns, right?
Are
I mean,
they?
Yeah, I mean, in a Southern Baptist thing, it's a big fucking deal, I guess.
Why? What do they do?
Nothing. They shoot people.
Can they
apparently
tase you? Can they? No.
I mean, if you look through some court records, they might rape you. Or
non-denominational, it says.
Oh, yeah, that's some creepy, like, cult shit. It's all creepy cult shit. I don't know. Head for the hills if you're involved in this shit.
We are a charismatic, Holy Spirit-filled church located in Redmond, Oregon.
Charismatic. Charismatic. Yeah.
Our mission is to bring people into a personal encounter with God.
Or my gun. Great. Well, I know. I guess literally you think so. Make sure you're good. I guess the upside is if you shoot someone to death in church, then they're more likely to go to heaven or not. Because, I mean, you're church.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There's only a few seconds left to this.
I just kill him. Just shoot him dead. I said, we got you, Bishop. Just kill him.
Jesus.
These are Christians. This is what American Christianity has become.
Can you?
Right here.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess he's not threatening anyone's life specifically, but I mean, I would be wary of that church. That's very violent-y, and it's very like Old Testament kind of shit. If you see anyone coming towards me, you can shoot them to death. I didn't know coming towards someone was a mortal sin in your sky godism.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Josh Bernstein?
Yay. Oh, that's another prophet, right?
No, he's not a religious-y.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he may be, but he's
a douche.
He's just, yeah, political and oh. way violent.
Oh, okay.
These woketocracies, these corporate American ass clowns out there and CEOs.
Corporate American ass clowns out
the
there.
The woketocracies, these
ass clowns.
Corporate American ass clowns.
Yo, ass clown is a great one. I love ass clown.
These woketocracies, these corporate American ass clowns out there and CEOs that think that, you know, they should inject themselves into politics and you know, do eat.
Meanwhile, Mitch had to waddle back.
Yeah.
You know, his little threat. I don't know if it was Friday or over the weekend. He was like, you know, corporations need to stay in their lane and he basically told corporations, you better stay the fuck out of politics, but not donations. I'm not talking about donations.
That's the only way they're in politics, right? I mean,
it was like a day later, then he was like, yeah, I didn't say that very elegantly.
Of course,
they have a right to speak up about, you know, he backtracked because he must have gotten some calls from some of these CEOs who were like, listen, fucker, one more word like that and all of our donations are going to dry up to you scumbags.
Oh, God, a lot of things dries up around Mitch, I would think, you know. Elegant.
Not Elaine.
I didn't, please. Do you think, I mean, they're not.
Oh, they're probably wild, crazy.
I mean, do they get up in the morning together and like watch Morning Joe?
I think they're cloppers.
Oh, really?
I think they're I think they're both cosplay.
They like to wear balloon animal lingerie.
Mitch doesn't really have to do much.
Oh, what does he cosplay as? Like a melting Nazi?
Politics and you know, do edicts and things like that against the people that work for them and everything else. I'll tell you right now, once Republicans do get back in control, corporate America needs to be dealt with. They need to be fined when they get involved with politics. Stay in your lane, keep your mouth shut, and stop trying to make policy.
Okay.
They need to be fined. This isn't fascism at all, Ryan. I thought corporations were people, my friend, and people have First Amendment rights. So if a corporation wants to speak out against something political,
yeah,
fuck you.
Right. Right.
Too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think, oh, that had to be fine. How dare they speak out against the great leader?
You know, it's a confusing time in right-wing politics. That's what I'm learning, because these hate, see, the hate mongers got to hate, right?
Yes.
You know, like Biden's talking about infrastructure and all this shit that really didn't have anything to do with hating, and, you know, and I don't think the Republicans have it in them to invest in something that's not like hate based. I just don't.
Well, yeah, like you said, they've got no policies.
They do.
They know their policies are unpopular.
One policy
and hated.
One thing they do is make tax breaks for real rich people.
Right.
You know, and the anti-women, anti, you know, LGBTQ, anti-trans, and the, you know, the racist shit. There's that too. Don't forget that.
I wonder if Josh Bernstein was in Huntington Beach.
The White Lives Matter. That's so sad. I wonder if they have like t-shirts and shit. A WLM like hoodie. God,
I'm sure they do. you probably get that at maybe at Jim Baker's.
Oh yeah.
Place.
Right. Shit, yes. Well, he's trying to sell you supplements and stuff that don't do what they're supposed to in powdered soup. So you can sit down.
Well, I don't know if he sells the colloidal silver anymore. I think might have even.
He probably dumped that
backed
in a
off
lake.
Of that one.
Yeah.
We do have.
You think people in his life, a lot of people got colloidal silver that year for Christmas?
It's great.
I got a ton of this shit.
Turns you blue. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
And totally, totally scientifically tested.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm supposed to do with colloidal silver. Just rub it on myself and it makes corona go away? Is that the sell?
Here's another crazy pastor.
Yes.
Whoa, it's funny. The corporations need to shut the fuck up about politics. But I'm sure Josh Bernstein thinks all these shit spewers...
Ooh.
These Christian shit spewers yes. have every right to speak out against whatever evil they want to.
Shit, yes. Oh, God, yeah. Well, it's their freedom.
And they don't have to pay taxes either. Corporations have to pay taxes.
Well, churches aren't allowed. They aren't allowed to. I thought part of the condition of their tax exempt status is they couldn't be like a political entity, right?
Yeah, oh, but Trump said he got rid of that rule.
Oh, okay.
This is, we played this asshole before, but Greg Locke is his name. But this is 3 months.
Yes.
We're coming up on about 3 months that Biden has been president.
Okay.
And this is the shit they're spewing.
We are in the mess we are in because people do not want to hear the truth of the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the mess we're in because people don't want to hear the truth politically. Everybody says, y'all just need to hush. Just roll over and be done with it. Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States of America. And you have lost your ever-loving mind if you still believe such bogus nonsense. Look, I don't care what you think about Greg Locke, and I don't care what fake Jesus thinks about my political stand under this tent. Let me tell you something. There's not one place in that Bible. I said not one place. That God tells me I've got to accept something that's deceitful and lies and fraudulent. God tells me I need to believe the truth, not a bunch of wicked nonsense.
You need to believe the truth, like Jonah sleeping inside of a big fish for 3 days, and drunken Noah and his asshole kids building a boat that contained two of every animal on the planet.
And where are these animals shitting?
Well, you got to go to the Ark Encounter, man. Oh, yeah. They have a.
Can I experience that?
They show how it was done.
What's antelope shit like? I mean, this guy is the reason Christopher Guest will never do a thing about these people, because you can't mock them, and it, you know.
Look, I don't care what you think about Greg Locke, and I don't care what fake Jesus thinks about my political stand under this tent.
Let me tell you something. I don't care what he thinks about under this tent. I like when he does the three-peat.
One place in that Bible. Yeah. I said not one place.
Not one place in that Bible. I said not one place.
I say.
It's like
Foghorn
Leghorn. Yeah, I say, boy.
One place. I said not one place. that God tells me I've got to accept something that's deceitful and lies and fraudulent. God tells me I need to believe the truth, not a bunch of wicked nonsense. I'm not accepting something I know is a lie. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. The crowd is going crazy. Again,
you know,
a giant herd of white people.
Not that we shouldn't be concerned about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, of course, but this is very similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we should be. And it's here. And these
this
guys.
This guy would love to see you. You heard the last one. He would lose 20 pounds.
Of semen?
Of, okay. that over the fact that people like us are being rounded up.
Oh, yeah. He would love it. He would love it. I mean,
how different are they from ISIS?
They're not.
And when they say, you know, we're not throwing homosexuals off of roofs and stuff. Oh, you would if you could.
Yeah. And you know, they have guns, these people.
Yeah, yeah. You think this guy has guns?
Yeah. And the disturbing thing is, okay, this Greg Locke is it sounds like he's a believer. He's the guy making all the money. Maybe he's just doing this for the cash and is fucking with these dumb people. But these dumb people are the scary people. I mean, like, they got guns and they think this guy makes sense. Ooh.
Guys, UFC fighter versus YouTube legend. There's been a lot of smack talking around. Some of my friends in the UFC, like Jorge Masvidal, have chimed in, talking crap about Ben Askren. And do you think that Jake Paul, YouTube sensation, can take him? Honestly, pre-order this fight. Check it out. Swipe up now. It'll take you right to the page so you can do it, because I know we're going to have some fun on the 17th with this one. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
What is this?
What a mess. This is Don Jr. You can't see his eyes.
Is he fucked up?
He is so fucked up. So fucked up.
Oh, man.
And here, I'll move the screenshot to show you that his eyes look like that, that he's not blinking. Here's a screenshot at a different point. I moved it already.
God,
you can't tell.
That's amazing.
And you can hear him kind of be like, Jake Paul. Everybody's telling me Jake Paul. And what a fucking mess.
Who is Jake Paul?
He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
Who's a perennial scumbag.
Oh, okay.
He got in trouble for, he was in Japan. And he was in the woods where they kill themselves. Like, it's these woods are known for bodies hanging from trees because the Japanese go in there and kill themselves.
That's horrible. Jesus.
And he found a body.
Ugh.
And was like filming it. Like, oh my God, look at this, dude. Look at this shit.
Did he call the police?
So he got in trouble for that. Just, you know, being
the dead body.
He's a scumbag. Well, now he's out fighting. He's boxing
and
doing MMA and shit, I guess.
This is the worst person. This is the worst person.
And then, of course, Don Jr. is way into it.
God, he's just squirting over this shit. Don Jr. is so...
This person tweeted this video. It says, looks like Junior didn't switch to Pepsi.
That's good, man. Don Jr. is the worst inside and out of the Trump.
Oh, what a mess.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is he worse than Donald?
No. I mean, yes, in that he hasn't had access to power and shit.
Well, but just so we're clear, nobody's worse than Aaron. Looks wise. I mean, he is the ugliest of all those Trumps. I mean, he.
Oh, you know who said looks like Junior didn't switch to Pepsi? Bobby Oliver.
Ah, that's funny.
We've had her on the show in L.A.
Oh yeah, and her husband,
a comedian. Oh, and her husband.
Yeah,
that's
Chris, right.
We had two separate shows. Yep. Yeah. I'm gonna retweet.
She's
that.
A good hippie. So's Chris. You guys are good hippies.
So there you go. Don Jr.
Yeah.
What a fucking mess. Oh, we gotta get out of here. Look at the time.
Oh shit.
It's only Monday.
Right.
We'll be doing this all fucking week.
Yay!
Where's my music? Mm-hmm. Where's my outro music?
Orchestra.
There it is. Hey, everybody. Join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We do it every weekday. We're always available on crabdiving.com or at your favorite podcasting application. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Really helps us out here.
Bitch-ass redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.